I've been seeing a lot of Instagram reels with the title, or the Instagram is usually Vibes or something.
Vibes
is the name of the page. And a lot of reels have been popping up on my page that says, which toilet are you destroying the hardest? Or which toilet are you crapping in the hardest? And the other one was, it's been 7 days since you've taken a dump.
Let go, let go.
Yes.
Sounds so good in this room.
Just ethereal. Is that how you say that?
Ethereal?
Yeah. Ethereal or ethereal?
I don't even know what you're
talking
about.
I don't even know what you're saying right now.
E-T-H-E-R-E-A-L.
Ethereum. It's a cryptocurrency.
Ethereal, I think, is like that whoa, sound. Euphoric.
Whoa. Or euphoric. Yeah. Maybe euphoric is what you're looking
no,
for.
No, I think ethereal is a real thing.
I don't know. Never
yeah,
heard
dude,
of
I love those videos. Which shower are you showering ethereal. In the hardest?
Yeah.
Sometimes I get inappropriate ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which house are you
You were just given $1 million. You were just given $100 million. Which house? Or I saw one who was like, a virus broke out.
Yes, I keep seeing
those. You have to take cover in a house for a year. Where are you staying?
You know the stairs, the black water stairs that go down in that? Have you seen those?
What?
Sometimes we at the start of those videos. It's like this concrete staircase into this black looking water.
I've never seen that before?
I never saw that. Ethereal. Let's see what we got. Definition. Extremely delicate and light in a way that seems too perfect for this world. Wow. That's actually beautiful.
Did you just make that?
That's what Oxford says. Her ethereal beauty.
Have you seen this before?
Oh, yeah. That's the ocean.
No, it's like a lake in Louisiana.
Some reel
popped up and it showed me. It was somebody finding where this was.
Yeah,
it wasn't the rainbow guy. It was somebody else.
Very light and delicate, especially in a way that does not seem to come from the real physical world. Ethereal beauty.
Wow. Probably because it is not real.
Comes from the Greek verb athene, meaning to ignite. All right. Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
I would like to get the ChatGPT that can create those houses like that.
I got it.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Can it create different toilets and different landscapes?
Oh, it can make... Let's see. We got to post one of those on our account.
Image generator.
Which one are you choosing? Oh, Hannah was saying...
You need to record a podcast. Which studio are you recording the hardest?
Yes. Ooh. Ethereal podcast studio.
Yes,
dude. Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. This is going to translate over the podcast really well.
It's going to translate into the YouTube really well as long as that
Oh, yeah.
Works.
Go to YouTube. Check it out.
Guys,
like
get
it.
In there. I'm going to send this
we
to
have,
you.
We have surpassed 200 subscribers. We did it.
Let's see if ethereal means what I think
Big
it
jump
means.
From like 198 to 202.
Oh, my goodness, you guys.
Is it pretty sick?
Guys, I can't see.
Oh, is your...
Look at that. Ethereal.
Oh, what the flip?
Which podcast studio are you recording in the hardest?
Why are there stars on the wall?
Look.
Because it's ethereal, guys.
And
Gavin?
Is that the... It's, Star of David.
I think it is. Oh, that's the what's the Satanism one?
That's an upside down.
We got a pentagram in the
house.
No,
pentagram's an upside down star.
That's a Star of David.
Isn't that sick?
That's a Jewish star.
What's an upside down star?
What?
Yeah, that's true. They're
no,
symmetrical.
Like this?
Oh, it's a 5-pointed one with the point down.
Yeah.
Also, an upside down cross is
I don't think they have an upside
satanic.
Down cross.
Not in that thing.
I was talking
Dude,
about
how,
a pentagram.
That, see,
I'm
that,
just saying so you guys can be on the lookout for Satan's
Oh,
symbols.
Just in case. Mm.
You know, there's a lot of...
Let me do a gas station so themed one.
Yes. Dude. You got to screenshot that.
Yeah, screenshot those.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
You got to turn off your screen lock. Is your rotation on?
Oh, my gosh. You guys, this is so embarrassing.
This guy has never used technology.
We thought AI was going to take over the world. Instead, it just makes funny images.
Yeah.
And I like it.
It could make these the whole time and you haven't been utilizing that. That's the coolest feature.
That's so cool.
Oh, yeah. I can just create an image of anything.
Whoa.
If in the next year or so, Hannah and I build a house, we'll have probably 2 bedrooms, maybe 3, probably just 2.
You can have ChatGPT decorated for you.
Yeah. Before we have kids, though, yes. We'll make it a podcast studio.
Yes.
Okay.
It can look something like this. I'm making a gas station themed podcast studio on ChatGPT.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, dude, this is sick. Look how sick that is. It says 99 Gas Stadion.
And there yes. are 3 seats.
It still hasn't figured out, like, spelling.
It's so dumb.
But
Stadion, yeah.
AI, if you're listening, you are so smart.
Make it, have it make it more...
More better.
Less What's rustic? Newer? Yeah.
Less rustic, more modern.
Modern.
Oh, that's I so say sick.
More newer. Futuristic gas
futuristic
station.
Gas station
yeah.
podcast make studio. It
futuristic.
While he's looking up and ChatGPT is making another one,
yeah. Yeah.
We
way
need
too
to
much
decide who gets this notebook.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Maybe okay. not pervert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. Haley called me crying the other day. Some random guy liked my Instagram. Just kidding. We shouldn't expose him. I probably should.
I'll bleep out the name, but he'll know who okay. we're talking about.
I didn't even know. We just got a DM like, Christian, I'm sorry for liking your girl's Instagram post.
It was a stalking.
I thought
gone
he
wrong.
Was talking about maybe he was stalking your Instagram and he accidentally liked a photo with you and Haley.
Oh, like that we posted together?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I didn't so see it. But this one's very futuristic, and there's 5 people. I don't like that one as much.
Whoa. It's for our wives.
Oh, that's true. For our 2 wives.
No, say less futuristic, more modern.
Okay. Actually, what about retro futuristic?
Are you
retro futuristic is
retro futuristic.
And modern.
I mean, no, retrofuturism is a real thing. Retrofuturism is like the future from the perspective of someone in the past. You know what I'm saying? Like what someone in the past would think the future would look like.
Like us.
Everything's going to be floating.
Well, but they wouldn't get it right, though. They would have like old style cars. And
before it comes up with one, I bet that the chairs are floating.
Got it. No, they're not floating, but they do have like vital readers on the back to make sure your heart's still beating. Maybe those are speakers.
Those are speakers or something.
That one's kind of hard. I like that one.
That is really cool. Yeah, it does have the old cars. 59 gas station.
Did it spell it right?
I think, I don't know.
In oh, yeah.
I look at it quick and I see station.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
There's another charger right here.
It's beautiful.
Oh, that's all right.
That's cool.
There's another charger right here, too.
We got to get some cars in the gas station.
Yeah, that'd be hard. See how it's like the future, like things are futuristic, but like the cars and stuff are still like.
Old.
But they just like have old style cars that are flying. It's like with someone that was driving that car, they'd be like,
this one's
I'm so excited
fly.
For this car to fly. They don't take into account like
the
car will look
change.
Differently.
It's similar to the movie Back to the Future.
Yeah,
exactly like
that.
Exactly
everything would
that.
Just be flying.
Yeah, dude, ChatGPT. I love it.
I also sent you a video. This guy singing the national anthem. Don't play it yet, but the reason we're just scrolling through Instagram, Hannah and I, and she has to sing the national anthem, or she's going to
Hannah?
For Josh's retirement party.
Oh, wow!
At the Air Force Base.
Oh yeah, when is that?
Hmm.
When is that?
July.
Are
the
we
week
gone?
After
we're
get
not,
back.
Not, okay. Cool.
Is that like the biggest? I didn't realize it was that big of a thing.
Oh, it's a pretty big.
Were they singing the national anthem?
Yeah, a 3-star general is going to be there. I don't know what that means.
Wow,
but
that's only 5
I heard
stars.
That they're doing it at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah,
where the Cowboys play.
I heard they were doing it inside the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's just what I heard. I hear stupid things all the time.
Maybe at the Lincoln Memorial. But
cool.
That'll
be fun.
Oh my gosh. This guy basically, we were singing the national anthem, practiced it a couple times while we were driving.
Both of you?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Just so we could figure out what key she needs to sing in. Because the thing is, you don't want to start too high and get to the very end and just.
They say the first note should be like the lowest note you can sing.
Ooh. Yes. We tried that, but it was too low.
Oh, she was
cooked. It didn't get high enough.
Oh, really?
It could have been higher. But listen to this guy. He does an interesting job at the national anthem. It's a great New look.
Oh, this one's actually sick. I like this one. It's the Star Spangled Inventory.
Yeah.
What?
But stripes and bright stars were so gallantly there, as though rockets were there, and the twilight's last gleaming, and the rocket's red glare were so gallantly there. But stripes were all there, and the rockets were there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet glaze for the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Wow. He pulled it together at the end.
On his face after.
Looks like George Bush kind of.
So we've established the rockets were
That's
there.
Crazy. And all the stripes were there.
What was the glaze?
The banner was with and glaze.
Oh, yeah.
The banner
instead
was
of wave.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. It was so funny. We kept listening to that.
And we started, is that Star Spangled Banner yet glaze? That's awesome. No. That's insane to forget it that bad.
Just
the stripes were all there, and the rockets were there.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars were so gallantly there.
They're so gallantly there.
Just lost it immediately. Yeah. It's not like he even had
first
it for
line
a few
cooked.
Seconds. He was
he brought it back at the end, though. He wrapped it up, really put a bow did. On top. In the home of the brave, land of the free, home of the brave. That's all you need.
But the comments were so funny. The first one, the top comment was the Star Spangled Inventory.
Like a checklist. Broad stripes and bright stars there. Rockets there. Rockets red glare there. Stripes all there. Rockets still there. Banner glazed.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow, that's
we
like that
dying.
One.
But because Hannah's singing the national anthem, we kept singing this because it was so funny. And we were like, okay.
You cannot get that in your head.
We cannot keep singing this because
were there.
It's just going to get in your head. The rockets were there. Oh,
could you imagine?
So that was just brutal, really.
I really like that video.
The other comments were, and the teleprompter was not there. Nothing for them to read off of, obviously.
Right.
But yeah, it was pretty good. Let's decide real quick. I'm gonna give Josh and Zoe either the number 1 or 2.
Wow.
You choose. You guys choose the number.
You choose the number. We tell
and
you
that's
what
the
number
who
is.
The notepad goes to. Okay.
That's intense,
and
dude.
Go. What if they both and put go. The same number?
There's like a good chance that happens.
There's like a 50-50
some would say
chance.
1 in 2 chance that happens.
I would say pick a number between 1 and 1,000. Yeah. Whoever's closest to the number.
Oh, them?
What are you? What were
I
you
was saying
do?
You guys. I've assigned a number to each name.
Who am I? Who do I get to be?
What?
I'll be if I get it. Then
you're
okay.
Okay.
So you're
okay.
How does this go?
Now do they
and 3.
All right, put a number behind your back.
I'm putting a number behind my back.
Okay. Prove it to the camera. We'll close our eyes.
Okay.
I looked.
Parker.
Dang it, Parker.
Retry.
Okay, fine, dude. That's not fair.
Now
mind games.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Parker. All right,
Chip, pick
eyes.
A number between 6 and 7.
Okay.
What? Pick a number. Sorry, dude.
Did you look at what the flip?
Oh my god.
I will say open your eyes.
It's not that hard.
Oh my gosh.
It doesn't take that long to show a camera.
Yes,
remember.
It does. Gosh.
Choose either he knows now.
Just 10 or 20.
Head
it'll
right
be 10
on
or 20.
Okay, 10 or 20.
Right on the pat. Okay, between 10 and 20.
Hold it on your fingers. Which one do you want? 10 or 20.
Write a number between 1 and 100 on that pad and show the cameras. My eyes will be
and whoever's closest
closed forever.
Parker represents Zoe. Christian represents Josh.
For you, Josh.
Parker, do not look. Do not look.
Looking.
He's trying to look.
I would never look.
Okay. You can open your eyes now.
Okay. What was it? Between 1 and 100?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm so nervous.
Parker, you
go first.
We gotta
both say our numbers at the same time.
No.
So that we can't strategize, because if I say my number first,
no, then he has a can I go? Measure. I'll go first.
Wow.
Ready? 50.
Oh.
Because now you can strategize. You get the bottom half or the top half.
51.
All right, dude.
I would have said 77 dun, dun, if it
dun,
wasn't.
Dun, dun, dun. 97.
Dang it.
Wins.
Come and get it.
I don't know how we're going to get it to you, but we'll get it to you somehow.
Impossible.
Send us
actually.
Your address and social security number and credit card information. We'll get it to you.
And those silly little numbers on the
sorry, uh-huh. You picked
those
Christian,
three silly so. Little numbers. Yeah, my fault. That's my bad. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
All right. Oh, now I lost my notes. I wrote them on the back page of one of these.
Oh, no.
Found it.
Found them.
I can't believe you're just giving that away.
What should I do with it?
Keep it.
Wait till there's more hype around it. But too late now. We already promised.
Cut it out.
Cut it out. That could cut. You can use the backsides of those.
Oh, but the picking the number was so funny. So dysfunctional.
We'll just cut out the part where we decided a winner.
Okay. Yeah, there.
That makes sense. Just say no winner.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. Oh, we couldn't figure it out. We couldn't we decide. Could,
Parker's too dumb.
We couldn't get the number guys, thing sorry, figured Parker's, out.
Yeah.
Too many numbers.
I'm way too smart for this game, so it failed.
Yeah, Parker miserably. Can't figure out how to choose a number, so we'll figure it out another time.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, I have a new summer deal I want to do, okay?
A summer deal?
Summer deal, as in it's a summertime thing.
Oh.
There's a lot of golf courses around here.
Right.
Okay? Especially in Longview, we have 4 or 5.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
We have a lot of country clubs. We have 2 country clubs, 2 public courses. We have the one in Gladewater, Tempest.
3 public courses.
What's the third?
The night golf.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Divine 3, 9.
Tempest 4. But there's one by on the way to Kilgore.
Yes.
The 9-hole, like, kind of par 3.
Yes, one, we tried to one? Play that one. We were going to play it one time.
I drove by it. It looks nice. We should get out but there.
There's
should.
Also one in Dangerfield. Looks pretty nice.
Oh, really?
There's also one Lake Cherokee. Not, doesn't look as nice. But there's also a Longview golf course.
Lake Cherokee is a country club.
Yeah, but you can play...
Oh, really? Not,
yeah.
Oh.
It's all par 3s, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks yeah. like it.
But it's there's so small. Many golf courses around. I want us to try a new golf course
every week.
Okay. Or every other week. Probably more realistic.
Mm. Yeah. Let's get 24 for the year.
Once every 3 days, really?
Parker, there's so many storms. What?
Once every
2 weeks.
2 weeks-ish. We can skip ish. one or two weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so every other week we should do a new course. I don't know how much they're going to cost, but par 3.
That's a lot. I mean, Texas is a pretty big state. We get over there.
Yeah.
There's a bunch, yeah, like along 80 or whatever. Yeah, a bunch along 80 headed to Dallas that I've seen. Some really nice looking ones.
Well, I was more saying East Texas golf courses. So we hit the ones that are kind of...
Oh, not really, I guess.
Not really.
But it's, like if you're like between here and whatever they got out there, Tyler, there's a bunch.
Yeah. So we hit East Texas golf courses. We do some videos posted on Gas Boys.
Oh my gosh, dude. I watched our our golf videos today.
Ooh.
Really bad. We should
were
take
we really
those down.
Good?
We should take those down.
No.
Why?
No, they're good, but we suck.
We're just bad at golf?
It was pouring down rain.
The ones from Fiddler's.
You hear me that charger? There's actually an outlet right here.
There's a... Fiddler's?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that charger, Parker?
I found that one in my room today. In a box that I haven't opened... In a year or so, probably.
Oh, I forgot. Can you pull up the golf video?
Yeah.
There's it was a story. That's right. Oh, what a story.
Oh, wow.
Really getting into it.
That's actually pretty solid.
This is when AHA...
Ooh.
Went into the field.
Man, those are terrible. I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
Your hair sucks.
My hair
it was cold
terrible.
That day.
Can't even hear what Parker's saying.
It was actually pretty funny.
I remember we cut the next one because you just hit it so terribly. So we just cut the video right there. This one was awesome too because Gavin went 0.5 and it made the putt look super long.
Oh, a 20 footer to win it. That's incredible. Who is that? Is that Grace in the background? Yeah.
The moon. It's not even the same person hitting this shot.
Yeah, dang.
Who is that? Oh, that's Parker. Was Bryson with us here?
Yeah. Yes. That's when he threw it. This is the time he threw his.
Don't say it.
Why?
Yeah, man. What if the clubhouse is listening?
That's true. The clubhouse might be listening. They might be listening, Gavin.
Wow.
There he is.
Look how short his hair is.
Oh, I know.
That was fun, dude. I forgot about that.
It just was a downpour. Bryson, everyone probably thinks we suck so bad at golf just from those videos.
And they're mostly right.
We are not.
But we're better than that.
We're way better than that now. We're going to start playing a bunch, though.
Yeah.
We have our tournament starting back up this summer.
WOB.
The WOB tournament.
We're golfing Saturday, right?
Yes.
At Tempest?
Quiet Coyote. Yeah.
What's this Saturday?
Is that Parker's birthday? My birthday's the next day.
How is it low battery?
Oh.
Oh. Sorry to the camera.
Yeah, guys. Seriously.
Sorry to the camera.
I feel like if I pull down the screen, it'll stop recording.
I don't know if it will.
What the flip?
What the flip?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Gavin is 40 years old.
Dude, no, it's because it messes with the screen.
He's performing open heart surgery right now.
Oh.
19%. Dang.
Oh, Inside Out 2 was good.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get to
watch
it.
I just saw that it was the highest grossing animated film of all time in the first week.
It was the grossest
all time. Yeah. All time.
Animated films haven't been around that long.
No way.
Also, money's not worth as much as it used to be, so tickets were probably more expensive.
That's very true.
So who knows?
That doesn't include inflation.
But it was a good movie, I'm sure.
It was really good.
Watched it. I sure did.
It was all right. It was pretty all right.
I didn't see it. We were supposed to see it.
Compared to the original Inside Out, it lived up to expectations.
Yeah, that's true. It didn't get worse, that's for sure.
Hi, I'm Anxiety.
Yeah. Some Deliverance at the end, it was really good.
That's so sick.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Anxiety, let her go.
Let her
go. You have to release her.
Anxiety, you have to let her go.
You must release her.
That's so cool. They didn't even know what they were doing.
No, they didn't.
We were interceding for Riley in the theater.
Yeah.
Just agreeing with...
Let her go.
With joy. It was awesome. But yeah, good movie.
Wonderful movie.
Mariah was in town for so long.
I'm engaged now.
Parker's engaged. Show him the ring. The
proposal went good. So beautiful. I had your box.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, you have a ring?
No, not really.
No.
But we did go to the jeweler to get like wedding rings figured out.
You better get some money off of and action.
So cool.
So no, it's
Yeah,
Parker's ring was supposed to be done a month
ago. They said it's going to be done on the 22nd now. So if it's not done by then, I'm going to be so mad. But I'll be able to get it and then take it to her when we go back for Brooklyn's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Very fun. What did we do while Mariah was here?
A lot of wedding planning, her and I did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They're getting married real soon.
Real soon, October 11th. Big day for this guy.
Christian and I aren't going to be in the wedding.
Uh-uh. Nope, not invited.
Parker decided to go a different direction.
We're going to do groom's ladies instead.
Yeah.
We call it groom's girls.
Groom's girls and bride's boys we're going to have. So. Mariah has a lot of guy best friends, so we're just going to like have all of them.
Yeah, and then all her girl best friends are going to be Parker's groomsmen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know them that well, but...
But it's fine.
But it's fine. I mean,
she knows them better than he knows us.
I trust her vision, you know.
Parker's very trusting. I can very see submissive.
It. Yeah, it's exciting. October.
He's going to be back in Oregon.
She's going to hate that I just said all of that, but it's fine.
Oh, well.
It's not true.
What are you going to do?
Mariah, it's a comedy podcast.
She gets
We're making a joke. All right.
Jeez, relax. Come liberals. On. It's called dark humor. Go ahead. Sue me.
Do it.
I'd like to see you try.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the sports world, which probably no one really cares about.
But you have to mention it so it's in the timeline.
Let me get it out of the way.
Are we done with...
Oh, you want some more attention?
Dealing. Are we done with like Instagram anything?
Oh, I thought you were going to say like Mariah stuff. Are we done talking?
Are we done
already? We're done. Really?
So soon, we only mentioned two things about
it. Yeah.
I don't think we'll need anything more. We might, though.
Who knows? You can stop screen recording.
Couple things. That's what I was saying. Let's rattle off some sports things.
Okay.
Number one, Riley made her hockey team in Inside Out 2.
Did she?
Yeah. She made the team.
I thought she got cut. I don't know if she got cut.
No, she made
the team. Or what was that? I don't remember the final scene, but it was like...
She made the team. Like, that was the whole thing.
Oh, okay. I don't even remember what happened.
That's why she was so anxious.
Yeah. No.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Didn't watch the movie.
Didn't see it.
I don't really remember. I thought she made it, though.
But in hockey...
I can't remember. She either made it or didn't. And it was like...
Wow. Oh. Really?
No. It
she
was
either
like,
made it or she didn't.
Where they didn't confirm it really straight to your face. Really they didn't insightful. Say it, but it like alluded very, very obviously to it. I just don't remember which one it was.
They also alluded to her having a big secret in the vault.
I've heard it was in after the credits they revealed what the secret was. And it was like nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like an after credit
scene. Post credit scene?
Yeah.
What was the secret?
I don't know. Something stupid, like something with boogers or something.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That is pretty gross.
It was hilarious, actually. Bryson DeChambeau won the U.S. Open.
Oh, I saw that.
Insane. Did you see the bunker shot that he put to like 3 feet to win it?
No.
So he had to make par in order to win.
Mm-hmm.
His drive was like 40 yards off the fairway in the bushes. His second shot, he like hit it over the fairway on the other side into a bunker that's like 55 yards off the green, which is like the hardest shot in golf. A 55-yard bunker shot.
This guy sucks.
It's not
golf.
A full swing. It's, you're not chipping it and like smacking the sand like you would if it was like a greenside bunker. Very hard.
He's cooked.
3 feet. That's Rory crazy. McIlroy, they were like tied going into the hole. Bogged.
Terrible. Miss.
He missed it like a 3-footer.
3 feet, nine
that's
inch
devastating.
Putt.
Yeah, and he's never won a major. That would have been his first one. He's just chasing it down.
Yeah, and I saw he posted something. He's dropping out of a different one. Like,
oh, really?
Maybe it was like a few days old.
Man.
I don't know.
He misses one putt and he just
all he said was see
it.
In Scotland.
Loses his mind.
I don't know what they're doing in Scotland.
Terrible.
That one famous course.
But yeah, Bryson sank the putt, 3-footer to win it. It was pretty incredible. The Mavs playing game 6 tonight. What are your score predictions? Oh, yeah, sorry.
I hope the Mavs win. I hope they blow them out again. I don't know if they'll blow them out. Celtics, they're playing them at home.
It's a tough game to win.
But if Luka and Kyrie are turned on, we'll be just fine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they whooped them almost by 40 points last game.
They've outscored them in the series.
Yeah.
The Mavs have.
Because of
like
that last game.
4 or 5 points.
But they're losing.
But they're losing.
So
yeah, how does that work? Someone explain that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't understand that.
Jeez. Also, in hockey for the Stanley Cup, Oilers were down in the series.
3-0.
And then they won 8-1.
Yeah, that was crazy. I saw that score.
Dumb.
That's
ridiculous.
Wild. So they're probably outscoring the Rangers, too.
Yeah.
Panthers.
Probably Panthers, yeah.
Yeah, Florida.
Are you shedding?
I don't think so.
What is that,
you think? What's wrong with you?
Oh, crap.
It's like, look at down there. Look at down there. It's probably not.
We're going to vacuum it. Like, vacuum. It's a sheetrock or
game,
it's mud.
Game definitely starts at...
What are you going to do?
7:30.
Yeah, it's 7:30. I looked it up.
Oh.
I was taping and mudding today at a bathroom we're doing. We removed a couple of walls, and there's these big indentations in the wall. It looks like waves because of... What was there?
Cool.
So we had to sand it all down. Never mudded anything before. Never mudded drywall.
Mud the big waves out of it?
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez.
Watched a bunch of videos. Mixed some mud pretty bad. Oh. Oh, I'm just... You have a metal knife. It's called a 6-inch knife.
Oh, why is that?
It just looks like a blade, but they call it a taping knife. And I was mixing it up in the... Containers metal. They
like,
dude.
That literally hurts me thinking about it right now.
Oh,
hurts my teeth.
But you know what? You powered through it.
Ugh,
you did so good.
And it was fine until you scraped the corner. Oh, literally giving me chills right now.
Sounds bad.
So disgusting.
Chills.
But was mudding all day and I got it all over myself. Also because we were sanding it, just wearing a mask.
Good.
Not breathing it in.
Saw somebody at the airport today wearing a mask, him and his little daughter.
Like, that's crazy.
Is just foul.
Probably going to have to vacuum this up later.
Yeah, you are.
You know what I'm excited for?
What?
Olympic basketball.
Really?
Oh.
2024.
I thought they finally, didn't they revamp the team for this
year? Yeah, because here's what's been happening. After the U.S. was like dominating for all these years, it became less of a like thing that people were honored to be a part of. Because it's just like, USA is obviously going to win. I need to focus on the season. So the best players in the U.S. stopped playing in the Olympics. It would be like our C team.
Yeah.
That's going out there and playing.
And we'd still win?
Most of the time. But we lost. Like, we started losing a couple of games. And everyone else has been starting to talk trash. Like, NBA calling themselves world champions. World champions of what? Like, that was a quote. World champions of what? The U.S.?
The world?
You're calling yourselves world champions. You're in the U.S.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys
are
can't
serious?
Even win the Olympics. So then there was this whole thing, people talking trash. So then we got the dang NBA Avengers together. So this is, like, our actual 18. LeBron, Curry, it's like 10 players that are literally the 10 best players in the league.
Let's go.
That are going to go just beat everybody by 75 points.
No, yes, Luka, though. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Ooh. He's Slovenian or whatever.
Yeah.
That's fun.
No Jokic, you know.
That'll be good to see.
But yeah, I'm just excited to see it.
Yeah, whenever the just NFL teams say world champions of it, people are like, what are the world champions of?
Well, okay,
no other football. You go and play the Kansas City Chiefs right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the video of like they're adding flag football to the Olympics?
That's what
I'm
excited for.
And they've seen like Tyreek Hill go one-on-one with like France's best football players, dude. Yes. It's like so incredibly terrible. They look like high school players.
Yeah.
Like that one, it's like no one else really plays football. Like anyone
weird.
Would get throttled playing the U.S. Yeah. Everyone knows that. But I guess enough people, other countries play that they want to join the Olympics for.
That just seems so. There's women's flag football too.
Really?
Yeah. Which I don't know how we'll do because I don't know if the women here play football.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine like a high school football game in France or something like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make sense to me.
Me neither.
Can't even imagine a high school soccer game in France.
I can't even imagine France right now. I don't even know
I've never been there.
We should go sometime. All of us?
Yeah, we do need to get over. We need to get there. We need to go to Europe.
Also go to Alaska.
Alaska, Europe.
Oh. Bahamas, so many places. Tempest golf course.
Tempest. Let's go there first.
Yeah, Mariah and I were talking about trying to do Europe for a honeymoon, but so expensive and also so confused, so scared, so alone.
Yeah. And no time to plan it.
No time to plan it at all and just don't just want to feel like Hannah brought up a good point. Like, you have to do, like, have to see literally everything because you don't know if you'll ever be back there again. So I'll just plan the trip for later in my life. I can just be more chill.
You don't have to see everything. You can just enjoy the environment.
Yeah, but you might think.
You can let the voices take over and be like, no, let's get stressed out and go see everything.
But the voices are going to try, and that's what's going to stress me out.
Not my voices, dude.
Really?
Yeah. It's called self-control. I'm watching the trailer right now.
Wow. NBA Finals film.
Yeah. What are you working on, Gavin? Is that a little bar graph?
Little bracket. Wow, that's a weird looking bracket.
Bro, I don't remember how to make a bracket.
I don't know why it's boxes. That's kind of weird.
Oh, gosh.
There he's getting it.
I'm lost. Oh, no, you're good.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Bring up that vegetable thing.
What?
Fruit and vegetable bracket. The battle.
Bring up the vegetable thing.
Do I need to get ChatGPT to do something for us?
Oh, yeah. Just use ChatGPT. Have them create a fruit versus fruit bracket.
So I don't think can I battle can. Them. I don't think it can do that.
I don't think it's going to understand.
Really?
Fruit versus fruit bracket.
All the fruit.
It can't spell. Like, it's terrible at spelling.
We'll guess.
It'd be like if the Minions did that from Despicable Me.
Bababooey.
Baboys? Okay. Fruit can be a fun way to compare different types of fruits and determine which one comes out on top. Here's a sample bracket setup.
Yes, bro.
All right. Apples versus orange.
Oh, it's like comparing apples and oranges.
I'm going to say apples for sure.
Dude, that's tough.
I like an orange.
See, oranges are citrusy, but apples are so much harder. They're going to crush that orange and just pulp
it. This is like they're fighting? I thought it was like, which one is more delicious?
No, they're fighting, them to bro. Fight
in my mouth.
That doesn't... What?
Fight in my mouth. The flavors.
What are you talking about?
I think that they should actually fight.
How would that work?
Imagine if they're alive.
Which one sings better?
I don't know. What do you think in your mind would sing better?
I don't know.
Apple or an orange?
Oh. So it's like a brain rot?
Yeah.
We should do a different category for every tier of the bracket. Okay.
Which fruit apple. Has the best Riz?
Apple versus orange.
Which gas boy has the poorest lung health? Better?
Which fruit looks like it's mewing? And that's a good one.
An apple.
All right. Number one seed is bananas against the number 20 seed, tangerines. Bananas win because tangerine is a stupid name for an orange.
Yeah, tangerines.
I have a whole thing right here. You don't want to use this?
Oh, what's yours?
Apples versus orange.
Parker, answer the question. Wait, apple versus orange. Orange. Which one tastes better?
Orange. Apple. I like orange juice, but apple.
I have not had my mic.
It's going to be have to be apple.
Yeah.
It's going to be have to be apple.
It's a 2v1, so apple's moving forward.
Yeah. Apples do win.
Round two, bananas versus grape.
Banana.
Now, what's the battle?
But grape. Is it grape?
Is it flavor, or are they fighting? No.
Deliciousness.
This is important. Is it grape or grapes?
What? Grape.
Grape or grapes.
Oh, it's grape, it says.
Yeah, banana.
Grapes.
Just one grape?
It's grape.
The grape.
Well, but it doesn't. Why does it have to be one? Why isn't it just like
one grape versus a banana? Like the banana grapes? Would squash the grape.
The banana would squash it. I'm sorry, I didn't make.
Are
the
we
bracket.
Doing physical? Are we physically
we change
fighting
it every right time? Now?
What the?
What?
Okay.
Grape is better though.
It's so
a
hard.
A bunch of grapes would just consume a banana.
I'm trying to think of how that fight would go because both of them would be sitting on the counter not moving, and they'd be fruit. You know
drop,
what I mean?
Okay, you drop a banana on a grape. What happens? Hurts the grape. Drop a grape on a banana, nothing.
Hurts the grape.
It hurts the grape again.
Dang it.
Banana wins.
Banana stronger.
Oh my gosh. strawberry versus pineapple.
Pineapple, bro.
Wow. So we're just ranking the biggest fruit? Is that what this is?
No, pineapple is tastier than strawberry.
That's bold. I disagree.
Really?
Pineapple, strawberry. I've always been a big pineapple guy.
Really? Over strawberries?
I don't know. Strawberry.
It burns,
you get
bro.
A good strawberry, it's good. You get pineapple Parker, and it's good.
A pineapple would beat you. You're allergic.
That's true. I'm going to have to go with the strawberry.
Yeah, me
the
too. Pineapple would strawberry's moving on.
Dang it.
Mango versus blueberry, mango.
Hey, mango.
Blueberry. What the flip?
Oh hey, my blueberries, gosh. Can you... Hey, man, blueberries, can you
There's
go
There's so many
away?
More blueberries in the world versus
mango.
Mangoes.
Mango.
Hey, man, go blueberries somewhere else. Something like that. A mango wins?
Yeah.
What?
Sorry, guys.
I'm sorry, we agreed.
Blueberries are my favorite.
Blueberries?
Really?
Yes.
What a weird fruit to be your favorite.
And also a berry, not
just
a fruit.
Just a little.
Watermelon versus peach.
Peach.
No. No, well. I don't really have strong feelings about either of them, but I would prefer watermelon for sure. All right, peach. Peach kiwi milk. Versus raspberry. Kiwi.
Raspberry.
Kiwi.
Yes.
Raspberries are never good.
What?
Oh, interesting.
Well, you expect it to be good and it's sour. Oh, maybe this one will be good. Sour. Maybe this one will be good. A
Parker's
little bit less
picking
sour.
Picking on ripe blackberries. These raspberries don't taste very good.
We're talking about raspberries and you said blackberries.
Oh, unripe blackberries because they're red.
Yeah, because they're red.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't even catch that.
Why are they green?
Cherry versus pear. Cherry.
Cherry, dude.
A good
I love
cherry
cherries.
Is good.
I have
yeah,
not had
real,
cherries
real.
In a while.
Lemon versus lime.
Lemon.
Synonymous.
You
really.
Ever suck on a lime?
Lime.
Really
no.
bad
you ever
experience.
Suck on a
lemon?
Lemon
is sucking is even worse.
No, you suck not. On lemons?
Lemon is nice and like
I'm
sour.
Going lime. Lime gave
lime
us.
Lime is so bitter.
Lime. That's lime for is, Hannah. Hannah loves limes.
Lime is so. You idiots. You no, have no idea what you
not
used
idiots.
To.
It's delicious. All right. We have. Did we do apple or orange?
Yeah, we did.
Orange.
Oh.
No, we chose
like, did
apple.
We compare them.
Okay, yeah. Apple versus banana.
Apple.
Banana.
Banana?
Yeah.
Banana.
You just love having the power, don't you?
I just love bananas.
He loves being the decision.
Number two, strawberry. Or no, you idiots chose pineapple. Pineapple versus mango.
No, you guys chose strawberries.
No, that's I said...
Partner chose strawberries? Strawberries? I switched to strawberries because the pineapple tries to...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Strawberry versus mango.
Strawberry.
Strawberry.
For strawberry for show.
Mango
is just a stupid fruit.
All right. Peach versus... kiwi. Peach versus kiwi.
Peach.
Did you guys choose raspberry? No. Because they always were bad.
Oh.
Kiwi versus... Peach versus kiwi. I'm going kiwi, but...
Peach.
Okay, Mariah said she's afraid of kiwis.
What does that even mean?
I don't really know.
What does that mean?
That was like something she said when we were first dating, though, so I don't know if it was
she's
like...
She was always saying some nonsense.
Like a weird, like, oh, what's a weird thing about me? I'm afraid of kiwis.
That's what you put in your Bumble bio.
I think she did, but and it got me. It worked. Yeah. I like to believe that she's still afraid of
winner, okay, here we go. Cherries versus lemon. Cherry versus lime.
Cherry.
Oh, that's crazy because cherry limeade.
Oh,
I mean, this is a dynamic duo, really. But I think
that's a battle right there.
The cherry really shines in the cherry limeade, though.
They're better teammates than they are enemies.
Wow.
All right, quarterfinals. Ready? Or sorry, semifinals. Okay. We have here. Sorry, this is the corner. Okay, this is the semifinals. Okay. Next.
We got four left. That's four fruits.
What?
Four fruits left.
Yeah, we have four left.
Semi.
This is semifinals.
Yeah.
So we have banana.
From now on, are they fighting?
Versus mango.
Can we put them all in a brawl?
We didn't pick mango.
Really quick.
Strawberry, I mean.
Yeah. What?
Can we make them all four fight at the same time?
Okay, and then we just make one decision.
But strawberry, banana, isn't that crazy? The final fruits are great flavors together.
Strawberry banana.
That's true. Strawberry banana.
And
strawberry.
Versus peach.
Cherry peach?
What?
Is it cherry and peach?
Yeah.
That actually sounds delicious.
Whoa. Oh my God, I haven't even tried that yet.
Cherry peach.
All right, cherry versus peach. I think cherry.
Cherry.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
All right. Whatever.
I love
strawberry
cherries.
Banana.
I'm more of a peach strawberry. Guy myself. But.
Strawberry banana. Banana, probably.
What? Strawberry. Banana. You freak.
Banana.
Banana.
You're allergic banana. To bananas.
But I power through.
Banana.
When's okay. The last time you ate a banana?
Banana.
The other day, Gavin.
It was literally the other day.
Off the waffle in Eugene.
And it was delicious.
With Nutella and a waffle and powdered sugar.
That's pretty foul. You got a banana flavored waffle?
No. Chopped up banana.
Still.
Waffle. Nutella. Banana on top.
That's solid,
so good.
So many bananas.
Banana versus cherry.
Oh my gosh, how did cherries make it this far?
What do you mean?
Bananas, dude.
You freak.
Yeah, me too. I'm going bananas.
Cherries.
Bananas.
Sorry.
The best fruit. Sorry, Gavin.
Parker just loves banana flavored artificial things.
Yeah, I don't really like artificial banana that much. Like Laffy Taffy, I hate that stuff.
Banana.
But real banana, day. I mean, peanut butter, you could have it with.
How did we get all like
honey?
What's happening right now?
I don't know.
Why are we watching
old
basketball?
What's going on?
It's just preparing you.
The 1972 All-Star Game. How did we get here?
I don't know. Really glad we... Dang, they used to actually play back then.
Oh, it's down. Yeah, there it is. Is that Fergie?
The Rockets. Oh, here's a thought. Okay. Yo, you guys.
All right.
Okay, dude.
The appendix, okay?
Okay.
What is it used for?
Don't want it, don't need it.
Exactly. What is the appendix used for?
Yeah.
I actually don't know.
Look it up, Parker. I'm pretty sure they say, a lot of doctors will say, oh, you don't need your appendix anymore. You know, when people have their appendix burst, they have it removed. No consequences. You don't need a new one.
Stops the government from being able to scan your body.
What? The appendix does?
Yep.
I think appendix is for digesting, they say, things like...
Microplastics.
Grass.
Small finger-like pouch. Oh, I don't like that.
What?
Attached to the end of the large intestine or colon. It's thought to have several functions, including immune function. Appendix contains lymphoid tissue that helps produce immunoglobin. Safe for bacteria. Stores healthy gut bacteria. And unique niche for bacteria. I don't know what that's.
Wow. Okay. Well,
just harbors bacteria.
I feel like I know way too many people that have gut health issues for it to be like, oh, you don't need the appendix. Mm-hmm. But that's where the good bacteria lives.
I also heard the appendix a long, long time ago. This was middle school voices in my head saying, you don't need your appendix. They say you needed your appendix when we ate grass, you know, when we were evolving.
We never ate grass.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no shot.
But this is what the people say, the scientists.
There is no way.
What if, because I don't believe in evolution. What if we didn't ever need it, but God gave us an appendix because we will need it?
World
disaster happens.
The world needs appendixes.
You need your appendix because you're going to have to eat grass.
Wow.
And that's what helps digest it. But you're one of the people that had an appendix surgery.
And I'm going to laugh at all those people. Oh, I didn't need it. Just take it out.
Just sell it.
How does that thing burst?
Too much bacteria. Mm-hmm. There's a bacteria explosion in your body.
Oh, my word.
That's why it's so poisonous.
You know, what do you think of like young Earth and old Earth and like
creation?
Was the 7 days in Genesis really seven days or was like seven periods of time or whatever it's translated to in the whatever it was written?
I think it's a real 7 days.
I don't know. I'm not convinced.
I think I'm old Earth, I think.
What do you mean?
I think it's old.
You think the Earth is millions of years old?
Oh, yeah.
Could be.
I don't know. Why do all the scientists say it is then?
Oh, let's believe science.
Oh, so we believe science now.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to listen to the nerds. Nice.
So the nerds and losers are going to run the world.
You think the Earth is millions of years old?
Yes. I don't know how old it is.
Well, I just remember the day that it got the concept of what if the 7 days wasn't really 7 days, and I liked that, and I was like, that would be cool.
Because then you can make sense of everything. Do you need to understand everything and make sense of it?
Yeah, I don't believe anything unless I see it, so.
I know. That's why you have no faith.
I don't know, dude.
It seems like it would make sense because
why can't it just happen in 7 days and the Earth formed? And there's already all these minerals in layers of the Earth. That's why you dig deep and you're like, oh, this is so old. God just created it like that.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's another theory.
He didn't need to create you as a cell and make you evolve.
That's also a wonderful one.
He created Adam into, boom, fully
Adam. Was
Adam.
A human. Like, he created him as aged, so why couldn't he create the Earth? Because that's like, there's like three ways, I guess. There's one that the Earth is actually, it's conceptual, like it began 2,000 or however many thousand years ago. That's like young Earth.
Oh.
And that evolution didn't happen, and like these layers, they were formed and created at the beginning of creation. Or there's that God, just as he created Adam as an adult that was seemingly aged, he could create the Earth as it had been, like as if it had been there for years.
That's what I believe. Years I forgot years about that idea.
Or there's also the idea that he created it over hundreds of thousands or millions, whatever years, and that the days as referred to in Genesis aren't actually days. Because like for a couple of the days, there wasn't even the sun or whatever to like tell when days had passed. It would just be like 24 hours. So many questions, so little answers.
Yeah. He made it old. Mm-hmm. I think it's got. Would that be the young Earth then?
Yes.
Young Earth that looks old?
Yes.
Also, that's not true what I said.
What?
For some days, they didn't even have the sun.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Like, that was the first thing.
I didn't
But they
know
didn't
exactly
have, like,
saying.
The. Like. Everything that would be
land.
Everything that would be needed as a reference for how when days had passed wasn't fully flexed.
Look up Genesis chapter 1.
Look it up.
It's just the deep.
So many questions, so little answers. No one. I mean,
it's not like we really need to know, but it's interesting to talk about, isn't it?
It is,
and it makes you think a lot.
Sure is.
First God
created the heavens and the earth.
All you see, all you don't see. What is it? Are you listening to dang millennial translation?
MSG.
I will usually read out of the ESV and have the message.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Hold on, pause. You will read out of the ESV while you listen to the.
I did not say listen to the message. Read out of the ESV, and ever so often I'll look up, like, okay, that's what it's trying to say.
Oh, like the concept of.
You know, you can do comparison. Dual screen. You highlight a verse, and you can have it translated into seven different.
Huh. Well, you can also do like two different.
Oh yeah.
Translations at the same.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Is without form and void. Darkness is over the face of the deep. Spirit of God hovering over. God said, "Let there be light." There was light. So it was good. Separate the light from the darkness. Call the light day and darkness night. There was evening and there was morning on the first day.
First day
was just light here, dark here.
Uh-huh.
No.
So it's like
form.
How could you, unless day he established as 24 hours since the very, like that was the first thing he did, then it could have been days. Or he could have obviously known that the earth was going to rotate.
Or he could have just done it in an instant.
Rotate. What do you mean, done it in an instant?
He didn't, maybe he couldn't have, he didn't need a whole day, but he took a whole day.
He wanted it.
Oh, and that's a turnover.
No, it's not.
No.
Matt, did not turn it over to the dark side, guys.
Oh, really interesting.
Luca, step back.
Oh!
How does that not go in?
That's crazy. All right. Sorry, everybody.
They're watching Dallas and Boston.
This is going to be really good for the last little bit of the podcast, I promise. Mm-hmm.
But something to think about.
A lot of questions, yeah. Fun to think about.
Think about it, you guys.
Faith.
Yes, seriously.
Faith, right? Right, guys? You don't always have the answers, but you trust.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All that appendix talk making me hungry.
Oh, you guys want to, can I drop a bomb on you real quick?
Okay. Yes.
I saw this on Instagram. So actually, it is true because I also looked it up.
And
if you think about Mario.
Okay.
Are you picturing him?
Yep.
He has a classic phrase. It's like an Italian. He's being Italian. He's like, it's a me, a Mario.
Yeah.
It's a me.
A Mario.
It's a me. It's like, oh, he's being Italian. That's why he said it like that. It's a me. It's a me.
It's a me.
But.
It's like a me.
The Wii.
Nintendo created Mario. Japanese.
It's a me.
Japanese people created Mario.
Yeah.
It's a me. What he's actually saying is it's a me or I-T-Z-U-M-E, which means super. He's saying Super Mario in Japanese.
Oh my gosh.
It's a me Mario. Think about it.
It's a me Mario. That's cool.
Super Mario.
That's pretty.
Wait, they also call him Super Mario.
That's what I'm saying.
That's cool.
I know. Also, but he's definitely Italian too, because he says like "Mamma Mia" and whatever.
Yeah, what's "Mamma Mia" in Japanese?
Mia. I don't know. Mom, I think.
It's Mamma Mia.
But
did they mean it to be like that?
Well, it's a Japanese like game studio that created it.
Kyrie, right. That was so long.
So it may be that why they call him Super Mario is because he says "It's me." I don't know.
That's just cool.
Can you believe that though?
I
was shocked.
Well.
I haven't slept for at least like 2 or 3 days.
Bomb dropped.
Sorry, everybody. I just ruined your Tuesday.
It also makes me think about all the people trying to put all the Disney movies together, saying, oh, this movie's related to this one. For example, I saw a reel that said Tarzan, the parents in Tarzan, were the same parents that... were on an Elsa's.
Oh, dude, they love to do that.
That died. They don't even really look the same.
But they died in a boat, I thought.
In a boat. And then they tie an Ariel because the same ship that sunk, you can see an Ariel.
Dude, Luca does not play defense.
No.
Like, he just walks around and, like, lets his teammates cover for him and everything. It's the craziest thing.
Yeah, they blow past him a lot.
Like, that play right there, the dude just drove right past him and he just, like, walked. Oh. Hoping that a dude down low would cover.
Pass it to me, you guys.
Yeah, they love this.
He's a good scorer.
Oh my god. He like just doesn't
why
put
it... didn't
go get the rebound.
How
jeez, bro.
Man, if I was jeez. A basketball player, I'd do so much better than these guys.
I know. It's embarrassing. Really.
I'd play the game right.
Just sneaky athletic.
Yeah, he didn't even do nothing. It's like they want to throw.
We need to get Kyrie hot.
You guys, they love listening to us not talk.
Oh, that was good.
Right. Guys.
It's the biggest game of the day.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Everyone. We're watching the biggest game of the day, and we're locked in.
Did we do your whole, like, proposal story on the podcast? I don't remember.
Parker, tell the people your kids are going to want to know when they listen to the podcast 30 years from now.
Wow.
And you passed away years prior.
This is episode 150. It's a big episode.
Is it really? Oh, I didn't even title it. That's
is it actually?
It's episode 150.
We're cooked.
What would be 2 years? 156?
Yeah.
3 years. 156.
3 years.
Jeez.
I don't know.
No, it would be 162.
Isn't it 52 weeks in a year?
Oh, I thought it was 54.
It's 52.
Whoops. Oh, I was thinking of a leap year.
Oh.
56.
I forgot the extra 2 weeks we get every leap year.
What?
Well, this was a leap year.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, well, be.
Yeah, it was so good she didn't even see it coming. But apparently she did.
Oh.
Like the day of, she texts her friends and was saying like,
he's really weird.
I wasn't even acting weird.
She said that. She told me that at one point Parker was like, why are you acting so weird? And then that's when she.
That was like.
That's when she knew.
5 seconds before I started.
Oh,
because
really?
I was. I got into like the position. I just had to stall because I was waiting for James and Shreya to be able to get a good shot without her seeing them as they're getting in where they need to be. And so I was just like, I just started saying stuff and
he was like, blah, 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 blah. She's saying, what are you saying? Blah, blah,
she's
blah.
Like,
for?
Why a yada? She didn't see her parents. She didn't see James and Shreya. I like at one point I had to grab her and like turn her away from where they would be.
You're like, whoa, 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 going. There's a bee there.
I gave James a little sly, sneaky thumbs up down here. He gave me a thumbs up back.
Parker's like,
I was like, all right, it's go time.
That's sick.
I could have done better with my words that I said.
Parker, everybody
oh, really?
Can do it better.
Yeah.
Did your words are up?
It was good, but I mean, if I did it again, I could also I'd do it better, but who knows? It was like, it was such a crazy experience, though. Like, out of body, really.
Really?
Yeah, it was so cool.
Out of body experience.
I didn't cry. Didn't squirt.
What?
they stayed did. In there.
Oh.
He almost nice. Did. His eyes were just...
You That's can see good. It in my face in the pictures.
He's rolling up. He's just like
she he's cried. Not she's crying, though. Yeah.
He was not mewing.
I was not. No. He was terrible tongue posture.
His tongue's at the bottom of his mouth.
What wrong. Was? What could you have done better about it? Just the words you said or the way, like, you were stuttering or something?
I didn't really stutter. I just he could have. I didn't really say everything that I wanted to say.
Oh, I see.
Because I just was like...
Yeah.
But it was
I've
good.
Heard that you don't ever remember what you say, though. And, like, she doesn't remember what you say,
no.
really.
No, I recorded it, though, so...
Similar to most conversations. I don't remember what you said earlier, but...
Similar to most of the things
I remember
you say.
The gist of it.
But there were a couple times where I, like, paused for a long time so I wouldn't cry.
Okay.
But she knew. She was like, hands on her face, crying.
You're like, don't ruin the shot.
And then I was like, did you see James and Shreya are here? She's like, what? And I turned around. They're right there, like 30 feet from us.
She's saying, who are those people?
Yeah. She's like, who's that ugly guy? I wish he would not ruin my engagement.
Another shout out really for good. James.
Shout out. 2 podcast. Weeks in a row.
Yeah. Lucky guy.
But it was awesome. And then her ring was massive because it wasn't ready. Sucked.
So we got a temporary ring.
Had to do like a, yeah, temporary ring with a little
clamp.
Yeah, metal, little gold piece to go on it to make it smaller.
It so awesome. Why don't you tell just a quick, where'd you propose at?
Oh, yeah, I went to a flower farm that Hannah used to get her flowers from back in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about it last week because I knew all that stuff. The only thing I didn't know
was
how it would
react.
Go.
Mm.
But James texts, he's like, is my ET's like 3:03? Because I asked him to get there at 3:05 because we'd get there at 3. And I was driving over there. We were a little early, so I missed the turn into the farm. I drove up towards Mount Pisgah a little bit and went to like turn around in this parking lot and saw her parents' car
up
there.
That's crazy.
And I just... Like, oh no.
Would she really know it's her parents by stickers and stuff? Or
no, it's just a generic. It's not a super common car. She says it's pretty common, but I haven't really seen much of it.
What's that?
It's a Buick. It's like a plum colored Buick.
Oh yeah.
Crossover thing. Cross, I don't know.
It's like with the
hatchback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hatchback?
Oh yeah.
So it's smaller.
Not a crossover?
Yeah. Crossover's like Gwen's. She literally has a plum colored Buick.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Maybe it is a common car. It's smaller than Gwen's.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Okay.
Turned around, parked the car, When walked out in the field.
Parked the Corvette.
Parked the grandparents' Corvette. It was really fun also being there when she like she FaceTimed her friends and they're like, ah, my gosh.
That's pretty fun.
It was pretty fun. I text you guys. You guys were the first people to know.
Thank you.
Send you guys a picture of us. That's great.
Good work.
Thanks.
Nicely done. Parker's engaged.
Yep. Wedding planning, apartment shopping. It's awesome. Recommend it.
That sounds like fun.
Two down. One to go.
The registry was really fun because you just go to Target and just scan all the things you need for your home.
Yeah. I didn't do that. We just did it online, but that would
have
been
fun. We started doing it online and then like we just need to go and be able to see all the things.
Mm. That's really, really awesome.
It was great.
Great job, Parker.
Thanks.
And you're getting married in Oregon.
In
so
Oregon.
So exciting.
So exciting.
October 11th.
Yep.
You guys send him wedding presents.
Send me Ohio State Oregon tickets so we can go the next day.
Guys, seriously. Would you go the next day?
No, definitely not.
I do need to text my grandparents.
Yeah.
Grandma, Papa.
ASAP.
Oh, Graham listens to the podcast. Hey, Graham.
Just text every week. You freak.
No, every week she listens. No, she's going to listen tomorrow. She's going to watch this episode. Do you guys have anybody that would be able to hook us up with some Oregon Duck and Ohio State tickets? October 12th, me and Christian. That'd be awesome. Thanks.
It's like a voicemail.
I'll call you.
I would want to I would want to take Haley though.
Oh, okay.
So I could.
Hannah wants to go. Three tickets.
Buy one.
If it's only two, like, because it may be like two people, it'd be rare that one person has three season tickets. So if I had to, like,
splurge a little bit,
yeah,
you can splurge.
Haley's never been to an Oregon game.
Or Ohio State game.
Or a football game
or
in
Oregon.
General. Or Oregon.
Oh, man. This is going to be awesome.
Or Otson.
I know. We're just stacking up the experiences.
Yes!
So
yes!
Much, you're getting so much XP that weekend. You're welcome.
Experience.
I haven't been back to Oregon since we moved. It's been like over a year since I've been to Oregon.
I've been
almost
thousands of times.
A year and a half.
It would have been like the longest I'd gone without Oregon was like 2 weeks before that. And then I went 2 years without Oregon.
Yeah.
After...
Yeah, cold turkey, just quit.
Yeah.
After the wedding, that will have been 9 times that I've gone back since last
back.
Really?
September.
It'll get better every time.
So,
yeah.
I do miss the mountains.
Dude.
It's nice, but it's just exhausting.
Oregon?
But just all the traveling so much.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's such a bummer. I couldn't imagine. If I had to take all that time off of work and go traveling... It'd be so exhausting.
I don't have to work, but I have to travel and go see my girlfriend. Oh.
Sounds terrible.
It's really awesome.
Yeah, okay, Park.
Goes my way too.
Kyrie! Splash.
Oh my gosh.
Splash. Dude, they cannot.
They do not follow their shots.
They're not making shots
they do
this
not
series.
Score.
They're not making shots.
Their travel.
They hate to go for a rebound.
Did
you
he
guys,
make that?
This might be the last game.
This might be the last podcast we ever post. If the Mavericks lose,
true.
This is it.
No, yep. It's not. I don't even care about the Mavericks that much.
There
they
was like
double
a short
him,
period of time
swinging
where we talked about canceling the podcast constantly.
Oh,
on the
yeah.
podcast. We're like, I don't know if we can keep doing
maybe
it.
This is it. All right. You guys, episode 150 in the books. Thanks for being here.
Not peace. In the books, Gavin. It's in the cloud.
In the cloud.
Peace. Clouds.
Peace.
Peace.